Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another. Pray One for Another, Thankful Thursday and Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesdays through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own pastor, Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. So Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless our souls. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God, by Francesca. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come you
Amen. Praise God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubos, again, from Led by God's Christian Ministry, is going to bless us this evening with a word from the Lord. Amen. So and you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that is the reason why we are here today and every day from Tuesdays to Saturdays to pray for one another. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy and grace, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. Remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. And amen. And it's as simple as that. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting. Amen.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. you of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
Amen. Praise God. Sar Shalom means Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9 and 6 says, for a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace, Sar Shalom. Sar Shalom, you are the Prince of Peace. You hold this world together simply by your intent. Where there is chaos, you bring calm. Where there are struggles, you bring stability. You alone embody peace and can bring peace to our lives, our homes, our churches, our communities, and our nations. The mere mention of your name ushers in a certain stillness. You alone know what is needed to bring about order and tranquility. You are worthy of my highest praise and adoration. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater.
No matter how hard it gets, you can make it. No matter how rough the road may seem, you will overtake it. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road may seem, God will see you through.
Dear saints, it's obvious we're living in troubled times. Every time you hear the news, no jobs, no homes, but so much crime. Countries are in despair, chaos is everywhere, but there's a remedy if we'll take the time to just believe that.
No matter how hard it gets, you can make it. No matter how rough the road may be, you will overtake it. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road may be, God will see you through.
Your heart to pray, gotta fall on your knees, he'll hear your cry, he's right on time, that is a guarantee that
no matter how hard it gets, you can make it, no matter how rough the road may seem, you will overtake it, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road may seem, God will see you through.
Shadow of doubt in my mind that I know God will see you through.
Sometimes it feels like that all your strength is gone.
You say I'm tired, what's the point? No reason to carry on.
What he's done for others,
he'll do the same for you.
Just can't hold your kiss to the one who
really loves you.
Keep on praying and trusting.
Believe without a doubt.
Let him be the Lord of your life and he will
bring you out cold. No matter how hard it gets, you can make it. No matter how rough the road may seem, you will overtake it. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the road may seem, God will see you through. God will see you through.
Yeah. the end.
I've got it.
Praise God. Prince of Peace, just as the disciples could not rest on the boat when a storm arose, sometimes I worry and fret during my personal storms. Yet in the midst of the stormy sea, you slept. You slept in peace because you are peace. The storm carry no authority over you. Forgive me for living a sleepless life on so many stormy occasions and for failing to rest in your peace. I confess that peace is something elusive, and I beg your forgiveness for not letting go and letting you reign peacefully in my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. We pray every Tuesdays through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection. And after the selection, I will be back with our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God.
Desperately
wait.
15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God in this room? I'm only talking to those of you who are hungry for him. I'm only talking to those of you who are thirsty for him.
Amen. I want to be where you are. I got to be where you are. Praise be to God. Okay, it is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. Which is entitled, Seeking God's Help. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we're going to start at verse 5 through 12. And then we're going to skip down to verse 15. Amen. And 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 5 says, Jehoshaphat stood between the community of Judah and Jerusalem in front of the new courtyard at the temple of the Lord. He prayed, O Lord, God of our ancestors, you alone are the God who is in heaven. You are ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful and mighty. No one can stand against you. Oh, our God, did you not drive out those who live in this land when your people Israel arrived? And did you not give this land forever to the descendants of your friend Abraham? Your people settled here and built this temple to honor your name. They said, whenever we are faced with any calamity, such as war, plague, or famine, we can come to stand in your presence before this temple where your name is honored. We can cry out to you to save us, and you will hear us and rescue us. And now we see what the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir are doing. You would not let our ancestors invade those nations when Israel left Egypt. So they went around them and did not destroy them. Now see how they reward us, for they have come to throw us out of your land, which you gave us as an inheritance. Oh God, oh our God, won't you stop them? We are powerless against this mighty army, that is about to attack us. We do not know what to do, but we are looking to you for help. Now go down to verse 15, says, he said, listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem, listen, King Jehoshaphat, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Praise be to God for the reading, hearing, and doing of his mighty word. Amen. Text for this message is coming from 2 Chronicles 20 and 9. And it says, we will stand in your presence and will cry out to you in our distress. Praise God. The writer says, for 5 years in the late 1800s, grasshoppers descended on Minnesota, destroying the crops. Farmers tried trapping the grasshoppers in tar and burning their fields to kill the eggs, feeling desperate and on the brink of starvation. Many people sought a statewide day of prayer, yearning to seek God's help together. The governor relented, setting aside April 26 to pray. In the days after the collective prayer, the weather warmed and the eggs started to come to life. But then 4 days later, a drop in temperature surprised and delighted many, for the freezing temperatures killed the larva. Minnesotans once again would harvest their crops of corn, wheat, and oats. Prayer was also behind the saving of God's people during the reign of King Jehoshaphat. King learned that a vast army was coming against him. He called God's people to pray and fast. The people reminded God how he had saved them in times past. And Jehoshaphat said that if calamity came upon them, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, they would cry out to the Lord, to God, knowing that he would hear and save them. 2 Chronicles 20 and 9. God rescued his people from the invading armies, and he hears us when we cry out to him in distress. Whatever your concern, whether a relationship issue or something threatening from the natural world, lift it to God in prayer. Nothing is too hard for him. Amen. Praise be to God. Question. How has God answered your prayers? What situation in your life or in the world could you commit to him today? Think about those two questions. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Creator God, you made the world and all that's in it. Please restore order and save your people whom you love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. So you see, as the enemy bore down on Judah, God spoke through Jehaziah, Do not be afraid of Jehoshaphat. Do not be afraid, for the battle is not yours, but God's. We may not fight an enemy army, but every day we battle temptations, pressures, and rulers of the unseen world, Ephesians 6 and 12, who want us to rebel against God. Remember, as believers, we have God's Spirit in us. If we ask for God's help when we face struggles, God will fight for us, and God always triumphs. How do we let God fight for us? Number one, we realize that the battle is not ours, but God's. Number two, recognize human limitations and allow God's strength to work through our fears and weaknesses. Number three, make sure we are pursuing God's interests and not just our own selfish desires. Amen. And number four, ask God for help in our daily battles. In our daily battles. Amen. Praise be to God. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing unto you, as it was on to me. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Again, welcome to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and Thankful Thursday. Praise God. Praise be to God. Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. Praise be to God. So while we are waiting, I will play a short selection, and by then our speaker should be with us. So at this time, we're going to call on Jesus. Amen. Praise be to God.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations. But there's one thing I come to know, without a doubt, is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair.
Fall down on your knees, to help you save your feet.
Cast your cares on Him, He'll supply all your needs. Friends and family, they can walk away. But when you call on God, He'll come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and He will see you through.
You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, He will say.
And He'll show the way.
Through all of your trials, you must trust and believe. I'm a witness that through faith and prayer, you shall receive. Through your faith, your eyes will be open. Through the hope He is in the Father, He saved us for His own purpose.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From dust to dust, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my knees. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Brother, let me see your scale.
From Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening? Unmute.
Okay, here we go.
Praise be to God.
Amen. Can you hear me clearly through the Bluetooth?
So far.
Thank you. Is it a little shaky?
I wasn't hearing anything, and then you just started talking. So now I hear you.
Yeah, is the Bluetooth a little shaky?
Yeah, a little bit. Because
okay.
You go in and out.
I want to get started with the word, and then the Bluetooth is in and out. Okay.
Yeah, it's in and out.
Okay, here we go.
Praise God.
Is that? Yeah. So I could just use this, the regular old speaker because the Bluetooth is going to mess me up, and then I don't know when y'all can hear me. And when y'all can, I don't want to get excited. And that time you can't hear me.
Exactly.
But you guys can hear me now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. You can hear me now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I was talking, I didn't hear anything, and I went, okay, but y'all can hear me now, right? Okay. So, woo, tell you, I am feeling mighty, mighty good. My body ain't feeling good, but my mind, whoo, I got a made-up mind. I'm all right. Yes, sir. My body trying to act a fool with these dips. But I'm trying to tell you, you know what? God truly blessed me today. And I know it may sound crazy to other people, but when I tell you God blessed me, he really blessed me. Because today I went in and I had a meeting. And one of the ladies, she looked at me and she said, you lost weight. And I looked back at her, I said, really? She said, yeah. I said, must have been these lips. I can't hardly eat the things I want to eat. I got chips over there that's been there for almost a week and a half, cookies, whatever. I cannot eat the things that I enjoy because of these lips. You know, and the issue I've been having with the lips. And so I am so thankful to God. When she said that, I said, well, maybe that's the reason it's lasted so long. Thank you, Jesus. When God said he'll work it out for your good, he will work it out for your good. You hear me?
Yes, he will.
Because why my lips were giving me problems,
the weight.
God turned around and worked it out for my good, because off came the weight. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
So I said, all right, if that's how you want to get a sister to lose weight, it's all right with me. Because I have told I don't know how many people about these lips, and I have heard I don't know how many stories about these lips. And I'm going, okay, maybe you're not the chosen one. Y'all know how I get. When you ain't the chosen one, I keep it moving. I go, you're the chosen one. You can't tell me. You know, because some people say some crazy stuff. Ooh, the enemy is trying to attack you. Ooh, they just going on and on and on. And I'm saying to myself, but what if it's not the enemy?
Come on now.
You know, what if it's just God saying, I tried to get you to fast. I tried to get you to fast, but you would not. So I had to let him come at you another way. Because you understand, whether it's pain and affliction, and I tell you guys this all the time, whether it's pain, affliction, whatever, it still has to come through God.
Yes.
It all has to come through God.
Amen.
And I know some people are going, my God is a good God. My God is a loving God. My God is a forgiving God. My God is a chastiser. He said he only chastises the ones that he loves. And the last time I checked, he was saying, oh, you're going to need to fast and pray. This kind comes out through fasting and prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, yeah, and look at me, lips all twisted up, burning, stinging. I'm talking about, give me that chicken over there. Our son brought us a bucket of chicken the other day, and I promise you, I said, okay, see y'all later, bye-bye. I was hurrying up to put them out because I wanted to sit there and enjoy that chicken. In the privacy of my own home. And I looked at them, I said, okay, bye-bye, see y'all later. And I know they were thinking, what is wrong with her?
Yeah,
you done tell me here with some KFC, I don't want to talk no more, it's time to go, bye-bye.
All right.
And I'm sitting there just chomping on the chicken, and I'm looking at Stephen going, this chicken is some kind of good. Oh, my God, this chicken is good. And so I'm saying this because while people are saying the devil is trying to attack you, well, he going to attack me in my mouth? Yeah, because you want to preach.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay, because
that's
evidently
fine.
My God still believes. Oh, my goodness, come on, glory to God. My God still believed I was going to come out there with roses, smelling like roses. Because the last time I checked, when they tried to turn the fire up on the Hebrew, oh, don't make me preach too soon. When they tried to turn that fire up on the Hebrew boys, right? Ha! Says the fire did not consume them. They didn't even smell like fire. Huh? And so with my lips being in the condition that they had, all I can think of is, well, God allowed it, so he saw something coming out of it, right? And I told my sister-in-law a few weeks ago, I said, it's time for me to go on a fast, just go before the Lord for 2 months. But what did I do? No, I just kept on trying to eat. But because everything I ate was burning my lips, Jesus, it was all burning my lips. So I had to stop and slow down, and I couldn't eat the things I like. I had to eat other things. I mean, I've been chomping on Jell-O, just going crazy with the Jell-O. But anyhow, God knows what is best for us. We don't know, but he does. Amen. God does know what's Amen. Best for us. And it probably was best for Kathy to stop eating because it's getting so dang on hot. I don't need her to eat the wrong thing. You know, you can eat pork and beef and all that stuff, and in 120-degree weather, that food will work against your body.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, it could work against your body, mm-hmm. right? And so anyway, so much for that. When she told me that, I said, shut your mouth. What you say? I said, okay, God worked it out for my good. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we have an awesome, awesome word today. Y'all know I get excited. I get to running. But we have an awesome, awesome word today, and I'm excited about it. Thank God for all of you that are on the line. And even if you're not on the line, you may hear this message later on. Thank God for you.
Amen.
God has a word for all of us, all of us. I'm not exempt because it's coming through me. I have to hear it as well. Yes, yes. In fact, I got to taste it first. My goodness, glory to God. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you because you woke us up this morning. Clothed in our right minds, divine healings within our bodies. You saw fit to allow us to see this day, not just another day, but this day. We are here today because of you. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name, oh God, just for being who you are in all of your glory. I'm telling you, nobody. I have searched all over, and I couldn't find one soul. Not one to love me the way that you do. And for that, we are forever grateful.
Amen.
I have looked high and low, and no one is going to love me unconditionally like you. And I know some people are going, well, he does have conditions. You can't be in sin. Our God loves us unconditionally. Because he would have never sent his son to die on the cross for us while we were in sin, getting ready to sin, thinking about sin, had not even approached it yet, if he didn't love us unconditionally. Mm-hmm. He didn't look down and say, oh, wow, they full of sin. I can't love on them. Mm-hmm. No. He sent his son even faster. Go down there and save them folks. Because they about to kill their own self.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You got to understand your God. You really got to understand your God. You are never going to make it without understanding who he is and the kind of love he has for all of us. All
Amen.
Of us.
Yes, Lord.
He has that kind of love for all of us. But anyway, I'm going to get into this word because I don't want to lose y'all while I'm running and rampant. So here we go. For the visionary Apostle R.D. Wiggins, his lovely bride, Lady Nadine, we thank God for the assistant pastor, Evangelist Hilda. Thank God for all this woman of God does, her patience, her finesse, her love for the work of the Lord. Thank God for her. Thank God for our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins, Sister Barbara. All of these are faithful, faithful, faithful women of God, men of God, that are on the line when no one else is on the line. So we have to lift them up in prayer. We have to pray that God continues to strengthen them in their walk. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
For all of the fivefold leaders. We thank God. Oh, we thank God. Oh, I can't live out the love of my life. Pastor Stephen Dubois, we thank God for him. This awesome man of God, I bless God for him. He is my partner in, just my partner. I was going to say my partner in Christ. I want to be in Christ. I'm fighting this heat. I know I don't want to go where it's hotter. So he is the love of my life, my husband, Pastor Stephen DuBois. And I got to tell y'all this real quick before I get into this word. I spoke with a chaplain yesterday. I can't tell y'all his name. It's none of your business. I spoke with a chaplain. And guess what we found out? We found out we have a safe haven in one another. You know, because a lot of people don't understand preachers. And I'm talking about the real ones, the ones that were sent by God. I ain't talking about the ones that just took on the name, because it says some were sent and some just went. Well, we were sent. We were called on by Christ. But the thing was, just to have someone you can open up your mouth, share your ups, your downs, your middles, your behind you, what's in front of you, you know, discuss the people that claim to be in the church without it being offensive to one another, but at the same time being confidential. I'm telling you, when you find those kind of friends, you hold on to them. Okay, because they don't come around that often. You look at somebody and say, listen, I need to tell you something. Don't tell nobody. They go, no, you know, I ain't going to tell nobody. I ain't going to tell nobody. And you sit there and you tell them everything that you would get ready to tell them, only for them, as soon as you hang up that phone call, girl, you ain't going to believe this. Man, you ain't going to believe this. Didn't I just tell them not to tell nobody? So when you find a confidant, you hold on to them.
Amen.
Right? Because God put him in the path for a reason. Because is that you, chaplain?
Yes, it is.
Oh, God bless you, dear heart. There he is, thank you, chaplain. But the thing about it is,
I'm
going
to be following you.
Oh,
I'm shadowing
you,
Kathy.
Oh, I know you are. I know you are. You are welcome to, sir. And
thank you.
I'm trying to tell you, so he and I, we have just, you know, like a hand fits a glove in the spirit realm. That's how we are. That's how we are. We just, we connect in the spirit realm. We pray for one another. We pray for the people around us, our family. So it's good to have someone like that. You know, a brother or sister in Christ like that to hold on to. So we bless God for one another and what God's been doing. Now we're going to get into this word. This is an awesome word. And, you know, I thought about that thing last night. Every time I get another person added to my life that really loves the Lord that way, I'm telling you, it just excites me. Because I know there's a lot of things. Here's the thing, y'all. There are a lot of things as a pastor you're privileged to hear, you are privileged to know, and it is a privilege. It does not mean you get to share with everyone. It is a privilege. But because we're human, there are times when we need to release some of that. So we can continue the work of the Lord.
That's right.
Yeah, it's not gossiping. It means we have to release in a safe place. So that's why I was really, really glad to see God added one more person in my life that I could share some things with and know that it would go no further other than prayer. How about that?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Here we go. Woo! I don't know who that man voice was back there. But all right now, I want to say, Cola, identify yourself. That sounds familiar. You know what? Just when you think somebody ain't going to be on the line, they all jump on the line at the same time. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God.
Amen.
Well, before I lose them, let me get them the word.
Amen.
Let me give them the word.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank God for all of you. Thank God for all of our listeners. Here it is. Uh-oh, that sound like my big brother. That sound like my big brother, y'all. We are coming from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. And I know it's a familiar passage, but you got to stay with me to see where God is going. How about that? Amen.
Amen.
Here we go.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can make your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggles is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authority, against the powers of this world's darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. My goodness, glory to God. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you will be able to stand your ground, and having done everything to stand firm.
Amen.
Excuse me. Firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness arrayed, and with your feet fitted with the readiness of the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And the last thing, verse 18 says, pray in the Spirit at all times. My goodness, glory to God. We have gotten away from that one, haven't we? Pray in the Spirit at all times with every kind of prayer and petition to this end. Stay alert and with all perseverance in your prayers for all of the saints. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
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 Amen. Here we are. My goodness, glory to God. And the title of this message is, do you still need me to dress you? Do you still need me to dress you? My goodness, glory to God. I love this. Thank you, God. I tell you, here we go. We know that Ephesians 6 and 10 through 18 is talking about putting on the whole armor of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't realize that, number one, what God does is not only does he tell you what you need to do, he will show you how to do it. He will come there and be your example of this is how it's supposed to be done. Come on now. And so now he's saying, do you still need me to get you dressed? Watch what Paul said. Wow. Now, I told y'all my parents were my best teachers. My mama would get up in the morning knowing she got to go to work. She rushing around doing her thing. But every one of her kids that was in the house with her that were under the age of 15, I'd say, she would lay out our clothes. You going to put this on? You got this. You got this. You got this. Put these on, y'all, because it's snowing out there. This way you'll stay. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. I'm preaching already. Put this on because it's snowing out there. You know, Jack Frost is out there. Put your boots on and da-da-da-da. And you're all sleepy. You can't hardly hear her. You're, uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Don't forget to put your boots on. You're like, just go. I want to go back to sleep, right? And so she telling you everything to put on and what streets to not go down because the snow is deep and all of this. And she's guiding you how to get to school, right? But you're sleepy. You don't want to hear it. You're not saying, okay. So what happens is you get up, you put on the clothes, or you start to put on the clothes, and you decide with your little happy self, I don't want to put all this on. It's going to be hot, and it's too heavy. I don't want this. I'm not going to put on no thermal.
I'm just going to put on my jeans. I'm not going to put on no double socks. I'm just going to put on one top. And you take away, oh, my goodness, glory to God, y'all better hear me in the spirit. And you take away some of the elements that she told you to put on to keep you warm and to keep you from getting frostbitten. Woo, my goodness. And so you get out there, and before you can step out the building, good, Jack done got a hold of you. You step out and go, woohoo! Jack B done blew you back into the building. Mm-hmm. And you go, oh my God, it's cold out here. But now, watch this now. Now it's too late to go back and put on the rest of the pieces of the garments that she had for you. Mm-hmm. Huh? Because if you do, you're going to be late for school. So it's too late. You got to work with what you got on now. So now we done got so good that we know Jack by name, right? So he is blowing us back in the building. That's what we do. We going to back out into it. To keep him from throwing us down, we going to back out. So we back out the building, back all the way around. That was some craziness. If you want to see that, go to New York. And you backing all around the thing because you don't want them to hit you in the face. Well, here's the thing. It would have been okay for him to hit you in the face if you would have put on that cap that your mother told you to put on that covered your, oh, my goodness, glory to God. But because you didn't put that cap on that would have covered your face to keep him from blowing in your face, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Now you got to back on out into it.
All right.
So rather than walking through that snowstorm and it not doing anything.
We don't hear you, Pastor Kathy. Pastor Kathy, I think your Bluetooth went dead. Is she just screeching away? I don't even hear her. Pastor Kathy, we don't hear you. Pastor Stephen, do you hear me? I don't know what's happening.
Did I lose everybody? Okay, here
no,
I am.
Just one person.
Okay. I'm trying to talk, and I don't know what's going on with my phone, so I'm going to try to see if I can lay it. Because every time I move my fingers, I'm going the wrong way. So I'm going to go back just a little bit, and then I'm going to come forward just in case I lost where I was at. Okay, so now your mama, you didn't put on all the things she told you to put on that was going to protect you from the snow. So now you're getting the beat down while you're trying to climb through the snow. And so now God is saying the same thing. He says, Kathy, tell him, I didn't tell him to put on the breastplate or just put on the belt of truth or gird they feet up, huh? Rod they feet with the piece. No, I told them to put on the whole armor.
Amen.
We need you to understand. If you don't put on the whole armor, you don't have what it takes to withstand the snares of the enemy. And the thing is, this ought to help everybody. He is not your enemy. He's God.
Amen.
Wait, I got to break that down so y'all understand what I'm saying. He is not your enemy. He's God.
That's right.
Okay, let me break it down a little more. So what that means is, when Billy come around there getting on your nerves, right, and you just cannot stand it because he's always lying, doing what he do. Billy is not your enemy, okay? Now, when the man looks at you and said, we haven't cut back, and you know you've been there longer than anybody, you know everybody's job, and he said, we're going to have to let you go. He is not your enemy. When the people come to you and say, we're going up on your rent, and you say, oh, really? I can barely pay what I'm paying. That is not your enemy. The reason why God needs you to know this is because, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Even though he has come through the people, it is not the people that you're dealing with that is your enemy.
That's right.
Uh-huh. You can see them. Yeah, you can see them. And the ones you see, they are not your enemy. Huh? The wife you trying to divorce, the husband you trying to divorce, the person that you just never, ever want to see, huh, because they done hurt you so much, that is not your enemy. Your enemy
come on.
Is not after you. He's after what belongs to God. Right? So he's not your enemy. He's God's enemy. He's only messing with you because he needs to get God's attention. And what better way to get God's attention than to mess with something he loves?
Amen.
Anybody that has children, you know, if somebody messing with you, you like, you know what, you better be gone. Just get out of my face. You can deal with it and you go on about your business. You turn around, they start messing with your children. Oh, it's on now. Oh, ain't nobody told you to put your hand on my kids? Now a whole nother side of you shows up. So what happens when, watch this now. What happens is when the enemy is messing with God's children, and I'm talking about even the ones that haven't come in yet, when the enemy is messing with God's children, he stirs up God's righteous indignation.
Amen.
And God like, you still messing with me. It wasn't enough that you was trying to be me. Now you going to mess with the ones that I love? See, I could deal with you trying to act like you me and I had to throw you out. But now you down there messing with my baby? I got to deal with you. But here's the thing. He's going to deal with him.
Yes.
He's just not going to deal with him when we want him to deal with him.
That's right. Come on, Pastor.
Because we looking at our situation, we going, God, you need to do something. Get him. Take care of him. And God says, I will.
Yes.
Not right now. He said, but understand this, right now my grace is sufficient for you.
Amen.
You're going to be fine.
Yes.
When you out there struggling, you ain't got no job, you ain't got no money, and things are going haywire, the last thing you want to hear is, my grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient? No. I need you. Do what you do. Go ahead. Provide for me. Help me. Make a way.
He does.
And God says, I've already done all of that for you. What are you saying? Why are you so upset? Huh? How do you think you got to this point if it wasn't for me?
Right.
And so people are doing what they do, and they say, God, I don't know why you're not with me. And he's looking back going, I don't know why you think I'm not. Because your circumstances is really messed up, huh? Because it's gotten really, really hot in the kitchen. You think that I left you? I'm there with you.
Amen.
I just told y'all, when Daniel went through the flames, when the three Hebrew boys went in there and they turned the fire up hotter, Nebuchadnezzar and them looked in and said, wait a minute, didn't we throw three in there?
Right.
Well, how come I see four?
Amen.
Come on now.
Right.
And so with that, they see four. You know why? When things get hot in our life and it's unbearable and it's overwhelming, that's when you need to know inside that fire is your Father. He's right there with you.
Right there. Praise God.
Yeah. And just like the Hebrew boys, you're not going to burn to a crisp either. In fact, you're not even going to be consumed. When you come out, my good, I just told you, he's going to work it all out for your good.
Yes,
he's going to work it all out for your good. Because I'm telling you, I've tried every diet there is to try, and this weight wasn't going nowhere, so he allowed that to mess up my lips. And I'll tell you, when I say, look, the lady also said, she said, well, your lips went down. I said, oh, Jesus, nobody told me my lips was all poked out. That's how bad I was going through with these lips. And,
wow.
And guess what? I just got the medicine today to put on my lips and my chin.
Mm.
And I haven't taken the medicine yet because I just ran through the door. And so God is saying, here's the thing, everybody. When God says, do you still need me to dress you?
Mm.
Right? You know what that means? I thought by now you were old enough, because my mom used to say the same thing. You old enough to dress yourself. I already put your clothes out. You can dress yourself. You don't need me to dress you. In fact, last night, our grandson, I told him, I said, it's time for your pajamas. So he raised up his arms and everything. And Pastor Stevens going, you don't need nobody to help you take off your shirt to put on your pajama. But he still got his hands raised like, I'm not talking to you, Papa. I know Meemaw is going to help me put my pajamas on. You're right, because he turns his body towards me like, Meemaw, and he sticks his hands up. And instead of me saying, no, just take your shirt off and put the other one on, I'm going to lift the shirt over his head and put the pajamas on because I'm tired. I want him to lay down. I want to go to sleep. But that's not always the answer, right? You have got to let them grow up. You have got to let them grow up, or else there'll be a 40-year-old looking around going, what that sign say right there? And you looking going, you can't read that sign?
No.
Don't worry about all that. What does it say? Because now they're too embarrassed to let you know they don't know how to read.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? There's still people out there that have grown that they don't know how to read, and they don't know how to do math. How many times do people go to the store, give the person their money, and the person hand them back three of those dollars because you gave me too much? Because they don't know how to ask.
Right.
Come on now. God has equipped us with what we need to survive the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He gave us the helmet of salvation. The breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, sword of the spirit, belt of truth, gird of our feet in peace. He's given us every piece of armor that we need. And now he said, Kathy, tell them, stop putting on one piece of clothing. They got to put on the whole armor.
Yes.
They have to, oh my goodness, glory to God, watch this. They've got to cover the entire body.
Yes.
Yeah, don't leave anything uncovered.
That's right.
Yeah, that shield that you're holding in front of you, your shield of faith. Why? Because we walk by faith and not by sight. Huh? The breastplate of righteousness, you better be living right if you want this armor to work right. Yeah. You got a lot of folks out there that are professing to be Christians that God is looking at them going, And when they get to them pearly gates, he's going to say, oh, sorry, get away from me, for I know you're not. But I did this in your name. Who name? Because if you was doing all that in my name, you would have been living in my name.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Amen.
And so God is saying, do you still need me to dress you? Then you know what that means? You're still back at that place where Paul says, I wish I could feed you with solid food, but I can't. You're still on milk, and if you're still on milk, that's why you don't know how to put on the whole armor of God. And more importantly, you don't know the importance of wearing the armor. You believe that you're wrestling against flesh and blood. You think that because Billy just hit your car and he's trying to run, that Billy is the enemy. That's not the one you're after. Because someone is operating through him to get him to do the things he did. Women and men trying to separate marriages right now. It's not them. It's the one that's operating through them. So with the one that's operating through them, that they're allowing to use them to do what they do, that's the one you've got to crush his head.
Yep.
My goodness, glory to God.
God.
But you can't do it if you're fighting with carnal weapons. If you're not dressed with the whole armor of God, you're not going to be able to step on that snake head because you don't see him. You see the person in front of you, right?
Right.
And just because, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost, I need to make it plain. Just because the enemy is not the person in front of you, because they're allowing the enemy to use them to do what they're doing, they have now become your enemy too. See, because a lot of times we think, oh, no, it's not that person. It's just the enemy working in them, Satan working through them. But if they allow Satan to use them, come on now, then they have become what? The Word of God says you either with me or against me. And if you allowing him to come up against me, then you are against me also. I have people that hear me preaching or hear anybody preaching, and it's a good word. Guess what? They draw to that person because they hear something that they desperately need to hear. And so they draw closer to that person. Why? Because they saying, that person is for me, that person is for me. They're trying to help me get through this. They're trying to help me get through this, right?
Right.
And so why don't you think that when the enemy is using somebody to come up against you, that because they're allowing the enemy to use them, that they have now become your enemy?
Mm-hmm.
They're not off the hook. We know that there are stronger forces behind them conducting what is happening, but they are allowing it. That's why the word said, don't give way to the devil. Huh? Yeah. Because if you allow him to manipulate you and move you around and have you doing things you ain't got no business doing, because you can stop it. Yes, you can. You have the ability to stop it. You don't have to do it. You have a choice. That's why God says, choose you this day who you're going to serve. Because man cannot have two masters. Are you with me or are you against me? If you're with me, come on. If you're against me, go on over there with them imps. Because you're not with me. And when God says, do you still need me to dress you? If your answer is, come on, help me, help me, then he can't feed you no more than what he's feeding you, and that is milk, because you're not ready for anything stronger. You can't digest meat. You don't even know how to have that second biscuit without regurgitating because it was too much, and they call it acid reflux. So come on now, I need you when I feed you, when I give you what you need, for you to be able to digest it, embrace it, and then apply it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
If you don't apply it, how do I know you were able to digest it? Because I don't see evidence. You're not applying it to your life. If you didn't apply it to your life, then you weren't able to digest what you just ate. And if you cannot digest it, that means you're still on milk. And I'm telling you, with my lips being the way they are, I know what it feels like to have that liquid. And I done ate up all by myself 2 dozen of Jell-O's. And I keep putting a whole bunch of whipped cream on it because Jell-O ain't got no taste. I pile it up with whipped cream.
because that's the only thing that doesn't burn my mouth going down. Everything else burns. Even though I force it to go down, it still burns. So I stop forcing it.
Yeah.
When God is saying, do you still need me to dress you? What he's saying is, I've laid out your clothes, Kathy. I've given you what you need so that when you get out there and that snow is up to your waist, you got every piece of garment you need to fight on through that snow without getting frostbitten.
That's right.
And for the ones that God is talking to now, he said, I've laid out your armor.
Mm-hmm.
You got everything you need to withstand the snares of the enemy.
Yes.
Come on now. But because you don't want to dress yourself, who does that? Who goes outside naked? Huh?
Well,
you got to understand what God is saying. I've been looking out for you. I've been making sure you got what you need. And while I laid it all out for you, you still don't want to put it on? You need me to dress you? Huh? I've given you what you need. Right? So why do you now need me to put it on you?
All right.
Yeah. That's what God is saying. Because he's saying, my goodness, glory to God. Why? When are we going to grow up? When are we going to start taking advantage of what he's already given us? Huh? We acting like we don't have the armor. We have the armor. We just need putting it on.
Just don't put it on.
That's all he's saying. Put it on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go strutting out there into the world without the armor. How you going to survive? Because guess what? From the time you wake up in the morning, and if the truth be told, even before you get up in the morning, the enemy is already after you.
Yep. He sure
you know how I know?
Mm-hmm.
You know how I know? Because there are lots of people that didn't wake up this morning.
Come on now.
Because he done choked the life right on out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it was okay. Because even though he choked the life of them, out of them, it didn't catch God off guard.
No.
Huh? Their time was up.
Yes.
Or else the enemy never could have taken their life.
That's right.
Was already up.
That's right.
Huh? Things catch us off guard. It don't catch God off guard.
Mm-hmm.
Our days are numbered, and he has that number.
Yes, he does.
The devil can't do anything. If it's not your time, he can bang your head. He can break your leg. He can punch you in the back. You are not going anywhere because it's not your time.
That's right.
But when it's your time, it's just your time.
Yes, it is.
That's all. Mm-hmm. And so with that, we've got to learn to be like Paul. Don't be scared. Be content.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I fought a good fight. I ran the race. I finished this race.
Yes, yes.
And if God is whispering in your ears, you're going to be doing this, then you know the race is not over. No matter what you go through, keep on running. The race is not over.
It's not.
And when God says, do I still have to dress you? You know what he's telling us? By now, y'all ought to know. When you get up, make sure you put on the whole armor of God. And if you don't know how to put it on, that's when you petition him in prayer. Because guess what? The next thing Paul says in verse 18 is pray in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means? Use your spirit to cry out to God. Huh? And when you go there, you say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and before you know it, the Holy Ghost takes over, and he flips your tongue, and you begin to speak in tongues. Why? Because that's a private conversation between you and God.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know why I said we've gotten away from that? Because so many people have just ridiculed us when we start speaking in tongues. They, you see them jumping up and down, making fun of a heavenly language. But don't let that stop you from speaking in it.
get back to that place, because I'm telling you, God is speaking to you, but you can't hear him in the natural. You got to hear him in the spirit. Come on now.
Amen.
So don't let anybody ridicule you out of a blessing. God is trying to send you instructions, but you can't hear because you're in the natural. You've got to meet him in the spirit realm. You said, but I've done this and I've done that. It don't mean nothing. If he spoke to you before you got saved, you know he's speaking to you now that you done backslid. Ain't nothing changed. He's still speaking. You're still one of his. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. We don't always get it right.
No, we don't.
We make a whole lot of mistakes.
Amen.
That's why God said he's not looking at the outer. He's looking at the inner, the heart.
Yes.
King David made a whole lot of mistakes, but God said he was a man after his own heart. Come on now.
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God.
Praise God. Praise him.
And so today, if you feel in the beat down of the enemy, it's because you did not dress yourself. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. So at this time, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start off with area code 404-432. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. Praise be to God. God bless you, Pastor Stephen. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. Praise be to God. And at that point, everyone else has left. 901-495-704-635. 619-559. And we thank God for each and every one of you for being on the line this evening and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. Amen. So at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen. This word is for everybody. When God says get up and get dressed, it means get up and get dressed. Stop walking around like you sleepwalking. Get up and get dressed. Put on your armor. Huh? Then you won't have those headaches. Then you won't have the pain in your back. Then you won't be so stressed out. Get up and put on the whole armor of God. And I'm telling you, you're going to have a much better day. And for those of you that don't have a relationship with Christ right now, it is not too late. It is not too, I don't care what you've done. God is standing right there waiting on you, right? Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross for my sins. Come into my life. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. And that's all it really takes. And as soon as you do that, he steps into your life. And don't let anybody tell you he's not there. You can't see him yet. You're going to feel him any minute now, wrapping them holy arms around you.
Amen.
Right? God is not in the business of condemning. He's in the business to save lives.
Yes.
When Jesus said, I'm being about my Father's business, I've come to save lives.
That's right.
I've come for the lost.
God.
Yeah, the sinner man.
Yes, Lord. We don't hear you, Pastor Kathy.
Thank you.
Pastor Kathy, we don't hear you. Okay, Pastor Kathy, there's something wrong with your phone. We don't hear you. Amen. Okay. Pastor Kathy is having some difficulties with her phone at this time. So I will just give the call to salvation and the benediction. Amen. So if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to be saved, all you have to do is repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life.
All that and nobody heard me?
Yeah, I was calling you into things. But you didn't say
Oh, my
say
God,
anything.
I did not know y'all could not hear me.
I kept calling
well, thank
on
you. Thank you for taking over for me. I'm sitting here just running and running because I'm not looking at my phone. I'm just praying and saying everything. Oh, my God, thank you. Thank
well, you.
You and I looked down
out.
And went, why isn't anybody responding?
You can. Because we had the same problem when you had it before. When you
okay.
went off and we couldn't hear you. At first
okay.
I thought it was your Bluetooth, but then you took that off and maybe you moved around.
Yeah,
something.
But what's happening is even though I took the Bluetooth on because I looked down just a minute ago and the Bluetooth reconnected. I'm not in the same room with the Bluetooth, but it reconnected, which made me I'm talking, and I thought I was talking, but it was going through the Bluetooth, but the Bluetooth was in another room. So now I've got to take that Bluetooth off this phone completely until I get myself a new one because
yes.
it comes in and out. It just makes itself sign on.
Uh-huh.
If I'm in range, it'll automatically pick up and turn to the Bluetooth.
Right. I think that happens to pretty much everybody because it happens to me too. If I'm too far away from the phone with the Bluetooth, it disconnects. And then
yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to disconnect that one completely and just install a new one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
But anyway, I hope y'all heard the word and I wasn't on the Bluetooth.
Oh, no. We heard the word.
Thank
you, God. We definitely heard the word. Thank God for that. So the Bluetooth didn't go out until it got to...
Thank you, God. That's why I disconnected it the first time because I don't want to be preaching and y'all only hear half of the message and I'm sitting here pouring in sweat and nobody heard me. Whew.
No, we heard the message. Praise God.
Thank God.
Amen.
Amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. So God bless each and every one of you and thank you all for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. So God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. until tomorrow.
God bless you guys. Good night. Love you.
Good night. Love you guys. Thank you. And on that note, I am going to close us out with All Belongs to You. Good night. God bless you. And shalom. Till tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Praise God.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.